In New York, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Wednesday, the 27th of April. Glad, as always, to have you along, everybody. A pause as we begin to note the conclusion of the least anticipated meeting of the Federal Reserve in a good long while. Dr. Yellen and company wrapped up a two-day meeting today, bupkis on interest rates, which we all knew going in. They did say, though, that the labor market is improving and inflation's picking up, even as growth in the economy overall seems to be slowing down just a bit. Do with that what you will. Till the next meeting anyway, 14th and 15th of June. From the pages of the Wall Street Journal today, this item: Comcast is in talks to buy DreamWorks Animation. There is no confirmation from either side, it must be said, but it is, if true, yet another sign that Comcast is becoming more than just another cable company. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
Despite all the cord cutters, Comcast added customers and profits this quarter, but the company has been making moves for a while to be more than a provider of cable and internet.
They're not just a distributor, they're not just a cable company.
David Miller follows the media industry for Topeka Capital Markets. He says Comcast has moved from just owning the distribution hardware to the distribution medium as well.
They own NBC Universal, they own the NBC Broadcast Network, they own a suite of cable networks like USA and Sci-Fi, all the Bravo networks. And, of course, they're involved in the theme parks business.
The next step, the content that's on those channels and marketed in those parks. Ali Yurakoglu teaches economics at Stanford.
Most of the content they deliver to consumers isn't produced by themselves. It's produced by suppliers. But recently, they've been getting into integrating into that content production sector.
Frank Louthan of Raymond James & Associates says doing that helps bring down costs.
One of the biggest costs for cable companies is actually the content that they pay. This gives them a little bit of hedge on that cost that's been rising every year.
Plus, when Comcast owns a franchise, say Universal's Despicable Me, the company gets to keep all the associated revenue in-house.
So everything that a content company would own, all the licensing and merchandising, all the syndication and so forth, they would control all of that as well.
So adding that catalog of content can look pretty appealing. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.